sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are back, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for making us part of your afternoon each and every day on your drive home. We have a lot to get to locally and around the country as well. Hurricane season, if we are not at the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season, we are certainly close, as a lot of red on the map right now. Looking at the National Hurricane Center's seven-day outlook, there are three named storms out in the Atlantic Basin. The Tropical Depression 9 is right in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, continuing its push towards the south coast of Texas. There is also a disturbance that has a 70% chance of formation. The good news, though, is that none of these are going to be impacting our local area. So we have Emily, Franklin, and Gert. Those are the three named systems currently out there. And again, our area is going to be spared for now from any of the impacts here from these tropical systems. But we have three named storms, another two that are out there, and a lot of red out there. But good news is that things so far appear to be missing us. We hope that continues, of course, throughout the remainder of the Atlantic hurricane season. If at any point that it doesn't appear that way, you can certainly count on us for wall-to-wall coverage, and we have your back during the peak of hurricane season. My co-host Gracie, how was your weekend? How was Eric Church?
It was awesome. It was super hot, but it was good. It was a good time. And yeah, overall, great weekend.
Good.
Glad to start a new week.
Absolutely, yeah. So any more country concerts on the horizon? Or
I think I'm going to have to take a break because it's just,
Three in a month. In Tampa.
Yeah. So and that's just a summer thing. Yeah. So now summer is winding down and it's back to work.
Back to the normal grind. So here we are on a Monday, ready for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. And we start that with our top three stories, starting in Hawaii, where around 850 people are believed to still be missing after the wildfires. That number was recently believed to be as high as 2,000. 85% of the town of Lahaina has been searched by teams with cadaver dogs. Governor Josh Green says the areas that have yet to be searched include large buildings where remains might be more difficult to recover.
Also, President Biden is traveling to the island today to survey the damage caused by the deadly wildfires. Biden also will announce the appointment for a federal coordinator to oversee the long-term recovery efforts for the island.
And again, continuing with the tropics, the National Hurricane Center now putting out updates for the Gulf with tropical storm warnings for portions of South Texas. This tropical cyclone 9, as we are calling it for the time being,
that is forecast to become tropical storm strength by the time it reaches the southern coast of Texas tomorrow morning.
So tropical storm Franklin is packing approximately 50 mile per hour winds, heading slowly towards the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, largely just going to be a rainmaker with flooding potential there. Gert is unraveling, and Tropical Storm Emily is a remnant out in the middle of the Atlantic. So that's a more detailed look at your tropics update on this August 21st of 2023. Taking a look at some local headlines now, the Blanchard Building back open. It was evacuated for about a half hour late this morning in response to a verbal bomb threat. Sheriff's office says that the threat was reportedly overheard by somebody inside the building at the time, so they evacuated while they were looking into it. The Judicial Center was allowed to reopen at around 11:30 this morning. No word if any suspects were taken into custody. During the Channel 3 update there, you may have caught Sheriff Chip Simmons talking about a shooting incident from this morning over at the Smartville gas station on Pine Forest Road. At around 9 o'clock, deputies were called out there on word of a trespassing call.
She was trespassing and the owner wanted her removed. By the time we got there, they had already moved to the outside and she had pulled out a weapon, a firearm, and she had fired three times at the owner, missing him, fortunately.
And Simmons tells Channel 3 deputies arrived a short time later, located the woman, which is when she shot herself. She was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Grace, you'll let us know here in a couple of minutes the current situation, but at around 1 o'clock this afternoon, a fatal accident over in the triangle of Scenic, Nine Mile, and the causeway from Pace. There were heavy slowdowns there throughout the afternoon. FHP still has not sent us the crash report, so not a whole lot of details known on this one, but we'll find out if there are still some heavy slowdowns there. Looked like it was starting to fan out there over the last half hour or so. Over in Santa Rosa County, questions being raised over bullying and safety in at least one school and whether the district is doing enough to prevent it. This after a student reportedly tried to commit suicide at Avalon Middle School last week.
I immediately called the next day when school was open, got zero answers. Nobody wants to address with the parents that safety is the number one concern in the school.
And that parent addressing the commissioners this morning, a county spokesperson confirmed to us that EMS crews did respond to a Baker Act call Wednesday. The sheriff's office also confirming for us that a student had fresh wounds in horizontal lines on their wrists. In an email, district spokeswoman Dr. Tanya Shepherd said while students all reviewed the code of conduct last week, they could not release confidential student information. She did say that there was no communication made to all families at the school because, quote, there was no safety concern that impacted all students. As far as the commissioners are concerned, District 3 Representative James Calkins agreed to meet with that parent and address the matter further. More local headlines right after local traffic and weather together.
Well, as Joe mentioned, we did have an accident that is at Scenic Highway in Davis, right near the University of West Florida. Now FHP is reporting that the road is open, but we are still seeing some slight slowdowns if you are getting into Pensacola from Pace on Highway 90. There's still going to be some delays at the intersection, but for the most part, it's looking like it's almost all cleaned up now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns in our area, and we have typical afternoon traffic throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point on 98 as you're moving closer to Tiger Point and leaving Hurlburt Field and Mary Esther, getting into Windhaven Beach and towards Navarre. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, you see any accidents and have some details, just give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. We have sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon and clear skies tonight. Coming up tomorrow, we do have a heat advisory with the high of 99, and it is 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index right now at 100 degrees. I'm CN News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Continuing on with some local headlines here, an update on the stabbing over the weekend at Mugs and Jugs. The sheriff's office says they're investigating it now as a stand your ground case. This happened at around 1:30 yesterday morning. One man was transported to a hospital with a minor stab wound, but investigators say that as of now, it appears that stabbing victim was actually the aggressor. So at this time, no charges have been filed. Tomorrow, ECUA will vote on rate increases for sanitation, water, and sewer. The increases would be 9.5% for sanitation and would include a second can, whether that be trash or recycling, at no extra cost. There would also be a 5% increase in water and sewer rates. The first vote on the increases happened earlier this month, the final one happening tomorrow. And back to Santa Rosa County, where commissioners for the first time meeting following the passing of former Commissioner Don Salter. Here's District 3 Commissioner James Calkins.
Commissioner Salter gave 20 years of his life of dedication and service to this county with honor and integrity. He's also an American patriot. He fought in Vietnam. He got shot at. He lost his brother there. And the one positive thing we can say is he's with his brother now.
It was Calkins who defeated Salter in the 2020 Republican primary, ending the 20-year run that Salter had in the seat. And prior to starting as commissioner in 2000, Salter worked for Gulf Power for over 30 years. That's a look at everything that's happening here locally. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital. The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Trump's decision not to participate in the Wednesday GOP debate. That's in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour. We talked to Sheriff Bob Johnson about what's going on in Santa Rosa County, including the passing of Commissioner Don Salter, and the legal question about whether Escambia County has to disclose the business-related text messages on Jeff Bergosh's private cell phone. P&J had a good article about that. We talked about that at 7 o'clock this morning. I say it that way because you can find all of these things on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Mid-Century. See dealer for details.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Today, starting a new lineup here at News Radio 92.3. And I know, I get it, that we all hate change. We get used to things, we get comfortable with things, and then all of a sudden, everything's just way out of whack, and we're all disoriented, we're disheveled, we hate everything, we hate everybody, and we just need to yell at people. Don't yell at me. Don't yell at Gracie. We are not responsible for this. But I will just say this. give it a chance. Just relax. You can obviously let us know because, you know, we have the Listener Advisory Council. We obviously welcome the feedback. We appreciate it. But just give it a chance. Because here's the reality that, you know, just behind the scenes, a lot of people don't really know is that the Kill Me Show is not live, and neither we have not had live programming through the midday. And so we have Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robbins, their Fox News show, 11 to 2. We have Guy Benson from 2 to 4. So live programming pretty much all day long now. And then we have Dave Ramsey, 7 to 10, and then Lars Larson after that. So just give it a chance, you know, give it a week, give it two. Let us know what you think about the shows. Are they kind of engaging? Do you kind of like the vibe that the shows give off? I mean, I'm a Dave Ramsey disciple. I get it. I know how popular he is, and I get it. We just moved into a different time slot. You've got the podcast is there. You can listen to him anytime you want. Just try it out and just see how you like it, and then, you know, you can let us know.
And with the app, you can listen. So if you're not driving home at 3 and you can't listen to Dave Ramsey, when you're making dinner, you just put it on through the app and you can listen to Dave Ramsey while you're making dinner.
That's right.
So it's just a different lineup. You know?
That's right. But, yeah, so 424 now, before state headlines, get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are actually looking good. Those slowdowns at Highway 90 in Davis and Scenic have cleared up, so we're looking good at that intersection again. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have an accident that's causing some slight delays. West Fairfield and Pace Boulevard, a small accident there that's causing some slight delays on Pace. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you see anything else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're looking good. Tomorrow is going to be definitely be hot with the heat advisory in place and a high of 99. But tonight we have clear skies and a low of 78, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100, though. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, starting state headlines just down the road in Okaloosa County, where today the sheriff's office says its IT manager was fired and taken into custody after an arrest warrant was issued out of New Mexico. That warrant alleges sexual abuse of a child between 1995 and 1997 in San Juan County. Sheriff Eric Aiden says that 46-year-old Eli Lisco started as IT manager last September. He was immediately fired this morning and transported to the Okaloosa County Jail, awaiting extradition back to New Mexico.
Also, Florida gas prices are up. AAA says that the state average jumped 11 cents last week, hitting a new 2023 high of $3.85 on Friday. This comeback a little to $3.81 now. So the sudden changes at the pump are likely to continue for the next couple months due to an increase in the tropical activity.
Yeah, specifically with the oil refineries, as the tropical systems affect those and may limit the production at the oil refineries, that's when we see the big jumps there. So Publix apparently has too many issues with people bringing their pets into stores. Recently, the grocery chain put up signs at all stores asking that non-service animals be removed from the property. Service animals are allowed, but the signs ask customers to keep them out of shopping carts or baskets.
Also, there's always bad dates. There's always dates that don't really go well. But yeah, then there's this. A Florida woman accused of spiking a man's drink with roach spray after meeting him at a bar. Happened in Volusia County. And the man called 911 around 4:30 Friday morning feeling very ill. The 29-year-old Veronica Klein was arrested.
Yeah, that's not good. Yuck. There. Coast Guard continuing to look for a possibly downed plane that took off from Florida over the weekend. The Cessna 402 left Fort Lauderdale Saturday with one person on board. It was last seen about 17 miles west of the Bahamas. So now multiple agencies are helping in the search. That's what's happening around Florida today. Quick check of national headlines. A new poll shows Donald Trump very popular among Republican caucus goers in Iowa. The NBC News poll shows 42% saying Trump would be their first choice for president, DeSantis second at 19%. Conservative Republicans in the House say a short-term spending bill is needed to fund the government next month, and they have demands if so. The House Freedom Caucus says it plans to oppose any bill that doesn't include policy measures related to the border, alleged weaponization at the Justice Department, and woke policies at the Pentagon. A violent weekend in Milwaukee. Police say 24 people were shot between late Friday and Sunday night. That includes a shooting that left 9 people wounded Saturday, a quadruple shooting yesterday, and also a double shooting that saw a 17-year-old girl killed. A 22-year-old was arrested in the shooting that injured 9, and all the others, no suspects in any of them. In California, deadly shooting in Lake Arrowhead appears to be over a pride flag that was displayed at a store. Deputies say it happened Friday at the Magpie clothing store, where store owner Laura Ann Carlton was found dead. The suspect was killed in an encounter with deputies not far from the store. Investigators say he made disparaging remarks about the rainbow flag that was hanging outside. Carlton survived by her husband and 9 children. Also, the remnants of Tropical Storm Hillary, as the mayor of Los Angeles provided an update this morning.
Reports thus far indicate that as of right now, there have not been any deaths or significant risk of injury.
Video taken from a helicopter showing Dodger Stadium appearing to be an island in the middle of a lake. Looked like the water was several feet deep, but in reality was about an inch of water. 25 million people still under flood warnings throughout the Southwest this morning. Also, former President Trump's bond in his Georgia election case set at $200,000. He has until Friday to surrender. 4:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. When we return, a look at what's happening in the world of sports today and health, business, and science news. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. California and other Southwest states beginning the cleanup efforts after Tropical Storm Hillary.
Some roads still have running water over them. Just the mess of debris in some areas, even mudslides reported. A handful of people had to be rescued after getting swept away in some of those floodwaters.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez. Former President Trump will have to post a $200,000 bond after he turns himself in on charges accusing him and 18 allies of trying to meddle in Georgia's presidential results. The State Department is renewing warnings for Americans to leave Belarus as neighboring countries are closing border crossings.
The U.S. issued a travel warning against Americans going to Belarus in February of last year after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Belarus is a close ally of Russia and is now housing Wagner Group mercenary fighters.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The Subway sandwich shop chain could soon have a new owner. Citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Rourke Capital is nearing a deal to acquire the chain for about $9.6 billion. Rourke has apparently taken the front runner spot, jumping ahead of a group of rival private equity firms angling for Subway, the eighth largest U.S. restaurant chain with more than 20,000 of them around the country. Permian Resources, meanwhile, announced today it will buy Earthstone Energy in an all-stock transaction valued at about $4.5 billion. That includes debt, boosting the shale producer's presence in the Delaware Basin. That basin, part of the wider Permian Basin, is a prime target for producers looking to increase their inventory. With technology shares outperforming the broader market, stocks finished mostly higher today. The NASDAQ Composite Index leaped 206 points, or 1.6%, and the S&P 500 gained 30, but the Dow Industrials fell slightly. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. Christian McCaffrey has an interesting idea to save the Pac-12. McCaffrey told NBC's Peter King the best academic schools like Cal, Stanford, Northwestern, Vanderbilt, and Duke should create a Power 5 conference. The likelihood of this happening has to be less than zero. Prying schools like Vanderbilt out of the SEC will never happen. I'm Maggie Gray.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is the time of year when team spirit takes center stage. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This time of year, folks living in the South naturally turn their interest towards supporting their favorite football team. Everyone loves a championship team, and in recent years, we've had our share of those. We like to think we've built a championship team when it comes to serving your heating and air conditioning needs. We go the extra mile to deliver honest, courteous service and top-of-the-line products at a fair price. So no matter whose team you're pulling for, choose the championship team of Climatech of Professional Air for your home's heating and cooling needs. Climatech of Professional Air.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The first Republican presidential debate is fast approaching. This Wednesday, Republican presidential candidates will gather in Milwaukee to debate the issues leading up to the 2024 presidential election. The candidates are all hoping to close the gap on former President Trump and separate themselves from the rest of the pack. News Radio 92.3 will carry the debate live from 8 till 10 this Wednesday. Hear history in the making on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Coming up in October, it's a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy for the 47th annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show, which is presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. Again, that's going to be on October 22nd at Sanders Beach Kareen Jones Resource Center. So fashion's provided by Bloutique, Dillard's, and the Market and Mainly Shoes, and the South Outfitters. And the night begins at 5. 5:30 with cocktail hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction. And then it's followed by a live auction and a fashion show. There are sponsorships available, so you should make sure to check out all the info. Check out the event at newsradio923.com. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown on sports. We are looking good on our roads, I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. We're still seeing some slowdowns at the intersection of Fairfield and Pace. That is due to a small accident. So keep that in mind that there is some afternoon delays there, and we're having our typical afternoon traffic throughout Mary Esther and Windhaven Beach on 98 as you're moving into Navarre. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call over to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're looking great this evening with clear skies and a low of 78. But tomorrow we are going to get another heat advisory in effect. So tomorrow our high is 99 with a heat advisory in effect throughout the day. 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze, heat index at 100. Also, this traffic and weather brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Barberry Plumbing, when it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner. Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, that's my bad.
Sorry.
Mic was off. All right. So yeah, looking at the tropics quickly here. We got Emily, Franklin, and Gert out there. Tropical Depression 9, which will be Harold if it does strengthen into a tropical storm just before landfall. So that's where we're at with the names for the Atlantic hurricane season 2023. None of these systems are going to have any impact here locally, so that's good news. Every time I think of Gert, the name Gert, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where that came from, but the Friends episode where Monica and Chandler's wedding and Chandler, or not Chandler, Ross was trying to impress Mona by having all the girls dance on his feet.
And then
the big girl was Gert.
I keep on thinking of Groot, that's from tree thing.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I went to the beach today. I babysit out on the beach and took the baby to the beach. The waves, crazy.
Yes.
It's like, I think it's red flag, so you can't even go.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, we look like a surf town here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is one thing there. They Channel 3 has the camera, so please be careful there with rip currents. Very heavy here this afternoon. Good tip there. Sports headlines today. A little light schedule, Major League Baseball. The Braves are home taking on the Mets. That one starts at 6:20. Marlins at the Padres, 8:40 start time. The Rays are off today. We have the season opener of Monday Night Football, at least for the preseason. The Ravens and Commanders starting at 7 o'clock. That one on ESPN. Some college football notes. Michigan says it will self-impose a 3-game suspension for head coach Jim Harbaugh. This stemming from recruiting violations allegedly made during the COVID-19 dead period. Also, the AP preseason All-America team is out. Georgia has 4 players on the list, including tight end Brock Bowers. Feel like he's been there for 6 years. Ohio State has 3, wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., and last year's Heisman winner Caleb Williams from USC is the All-American quarterback for this year. 441 News Radio, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Health, business, and science notes today. The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a ban on corporal punishment in all schools. Striking or spanking children is legal in public schools in 18 states, mostly in the South. New Jersey, Maryland, and Iowa are the only states that prohibit corporal punishment in both public and private schools. A separate study of Canadian children shows that kids who were physically assaulted before age 14 are nearly twice as likely to develop mental illness. So if we're not careful, this could lead to a debate on whether spanking children is good, which I am not prepared to entertain in this space.
No.
I will say, though, that there is a right way and a wrong way to spank your kids, and so I will not label all spanking as physical assault, although there is a line that people can cross, and then it becomes physical assault. But your thoughts on this?
I was spanked a lot as a kid.
I was also spanked a lot as a kid.
What that says about my mental state or not, but yeah, I got a couple whoopings growing up
for
sure.
The most violent spanking I ever got was not by my dad, not by my mom. It was actually the principal of my Christian school that I went up. I will never forget it. It was only 3 spankings, but it was like – a paddle like 6 inches thick or something. It was just the worst. So I never forgot it. And guess what? I never did what I did ever again.
Joe, you have to share what you did.
I can't do that. Oh, I'm not going to do that. It was very embarrassing. Okay. I will say that. But okay. The school, I was actually spanked twice at school. Once they call up your parents on both times. They say, hey, so this is what Joe did. Would you like to handle this or would you like the principal to handle it? So one time it was my dad. And then the other time, this time, it was like, you know what? Let the principal handle this one. And boy, did he.
Oh, gosh. Well, I never got hit at school. But yeah, my dad mm-hmm. took care of that. But anyway.
What was the instrument of choice? Was it like a spoon? Was it a paddle? Was it a belt?
I think I've definitely gotten a wooden spoon, but mostly just, you know.
Just the hand? Yeah.
Bare hand, a bare butt. So,
there you go.
Did the trick. In other health, business, and science news, before we get a quick look at traffic, U.S. consumers bought nearly 300,000 new battery electric vehicles in the second quarter in 2023, so setting a new record. Cox Automotive predicts that the sale of fully electric vehicles in the U.S. is going to break the 1 million vehicle barrier this year for the first time ever.
When the iPhone 15 launches in the coming weeks, it'll likely have a feature no iPhone has had in more than 10 years, a generic charging port. The lightning port that iPhone users have become accustomed to will be replaced with the same USB-C connector that most other types of phones are equipped with. I welcome this change. Yeah. Not that I have anything against the lightning, but I think more universal. If I'm at a home that is, for some reason, God forbid, Android users, I don't know why I would ever be hanging out with Android users, but if I find myself in that situation, I can use the generic charging port there that they have. So.
Yeah, and so is that like the port that is on the other end of an iPhone?
It's just the normal charging thing. This is going away. The USB-C thing or the lightning connector mm-hmm. It's going to be like the USB-C, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. That'll be nice. Going to go to a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge looking good. We still have some delays at Fairfield and Pace. That's due to a small accident there and just some everyday afternoon traffic at that intersection, so just keep that in mind. And then we do have our everyday slowdowns on 98, both leaving Mary Esther and Herbert Field area getting into Navarre, as well as the opposite direction, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point at the Garson Point intersection. Things are going to slow down after the Nature Preserve. See anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get a real quick update from WEAR.
A tropical low pressure system is over the Gulf of Mexico. It's headed toward Texas, but it's causing deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. So it will be moving away from us. And the weather will just continue to be very hot and likely dry. Lots of sunshine. Our high temperatures are going to be up in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, so again, rip currents there. Heard Alan mention that. Red flags flying out there today, so please be careful if you're out at the beach. Looking at some pop culture notes today. So Nintendo will be looking for a new voice actor to play the role of Mario for the first time.
It's me, Mario!
So the original voice, Charles Martinet, is stepping aside and will serve as Mario Ambassador. He first began voicing Mario in 1991, made his first video game appearance in 1994's Mario Teaches Typing. He did make a brief cameo in the Super Mario Brothers movie as well.
Oh, wow. Also, this weekend in Texas, Snoop Dogg's concert was too hot to handle for many in the crowd. Paramedics in Houston faced more than two dozen calls for heat-related illnesses. A total of 16 concert goers had to be rushed to the hospital. And the sold-out show was held at an outdoor pavilion on a day where the thermometer topped 102 degrees.
Gracie, are you familiar with Oliver Anthony?
Yes, I have heard that new song coming out.
All right.
That song that's out.
Yeah, so this is what it sounds like.
Richmond, North of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna.
So I had not heard of this until today, but it's apparently Billboard chart history as Oliver Anthony's song debuting at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The first artist to earn the top spot with no prior chart history in any form. So
I think so. I think Joe Rogan brought up his song maybe like 2 weeks ago, and that kind of had people starting to listen to it. And this guy has a couple songs out, and like a lot of his songs that are recorded, he like recorded on his phone and just uploaded and stuff. So pretty cool. Right. Also, more than 3,000 movie theaters across America are going to offer discount tickets coming up this Sunday. That's in honor of National Cinema Day. So all movies in all formats are going to cost less than $4. This marks the second annual National Cinema Day hosted by Cinema Foundation. So last year's event was the most attended day at the movies in 2022.
Also, two apparent celebrities got married over the weekend in Jersey Shore. I say apparent because their names are really not important. I've never heard of them before, but their claim to fame is that they got Taylor Swift to go to the wedding. So Taylor's friends with them. But this was interesting because word got out that Swift was there. So the intersection where this wedding took place was absolutely swarmed with throngs of people chanting Taylor, Taylor, and cops had to be called out to provide crowd control. So it's not often you hear about brides being upstaged on their wedding day, but I guess that's the risk you take when you're friends with Taylor Swift and you invite her to your wedding.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know how to feel about that. I guess you can't get mad at her.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know.
Hopefully the gift that she gave them was pricey.
Yeah, I hope so. I bet. Also, Travis Scott shattering a Spotify record that was previously held by Drake. So Travis Scott is now the most listened to artist on a streaming platform with over 74.9 million monthly listeners. Drake had been sitting at that spot at 74.7 million.
Take a break. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up the first hour. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Get ready to get down with the legendary disco and dance group, Gacy and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Sanger Theater.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things. Like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Happy Monday. And we're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a few wacky and weird stories and some good news. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. We are also looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace and into Pensacola, and 29 moving smoothly in both the north and southbound direction. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Clear skies tonight with a low of 78. Going to be a heat advisory tomorrow, though, with a high of 99. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100. With I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Quickly here, a look at how the movies went down this weekend. So Blue Beetle, DC film, ended the four-week reign of Barbie. Not by much, though. The film debuted with around $25 million. Barbie brought home $21 million in its fifth week of release there. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines. So there's a TikTok prank videos that are going around. I think it's, what is it, the egg break challenge or something to that effect. So you surprise people by cracking eggs on their heads. Well, it's taken a little bit of a dark turn now, as people are now targeting their unsuspecting children or even their dogs, too. Doing this on a dog, I think, would just be the worst thing ever. Not necessarily because I value dogs more than humans, but the cleanup.
Yeah, you got to clean
up. And all the dog fur and everything. Yeah. No. But here is a audio from a video where a mother does it on her three-year-old child.
Today, we're going to make daddy eggs. You want to crack the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Okay, my turn.
What the f***? That's right. That's a little toddler throwing out the F-bomb there. So, of course, there's backlash. People criticizing it, saying it's cruel because in some cases the kids are upset when it happens. Your thoughts on the challenge there, getting the kids involved?
This video has been all over my TikTok, these kinds of videos, and I love them. Okay. They're like my favorite videos to watch. I think it is a little bit cruel, but like, it's funny.
Yeah.
I sent it to my sister. I'm like, do this to Miles, please, and send me the video.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's just funny. I don't think any of the kids are actually that upset. They're just more confused. But I wouldn't want to do it to my dog. Also, in some wacky and weird stories, if you're going to toss your child into the air, make sure to check that you're not under a ceiling fan first. About 2,300 kids were treated in the ER just last year for head injuries caused by ceiling fans. So a study in the journal Pediatrics found that between 2013 and 2021, emergency rooms saw 20,000 ceiling fan related injuries. So,
I mean, I'm not at the stage where I'm throwing Julianne up in the air. I'm not sure when I will get to that point, but it even makes me nervous just holding her up.
Yeah.
Because, and so, you know, it's just a little bit of a half, you know, holding up at this point because I'm nervous about the ceiling fan. Texter says, if you can't throw your, to couple texts, if you can't play pranks on your kids, why did you even have them? Second texter, if you can't throw your kids up into the ceiling fan, why did you even have them? Ditto on the first one. I mean, look, I you know, if the ceiling fan's on like a low speed, I get it. But if it's cranking up on a hot day, I don't want anything to happen there. Good news. This is pretty cool here. 32-year-old Colette has Down syndrome and struggled to get a job after college. So with her mom's help, she started her own business instead. She's always loved baking. So in 2015, she launched a company called Coletti's Cookies.
I had no friends. I was bullied.
I wasn't really on the road of what Colette was working on. And I kind of threw her in it for the skills and that she could get that I wasn't able to teach her. And voila, a cookie monster was born.
So, yeah, now she has around 15 employees of her own, including some with disabilities, and her cookies are now sold in over 1,000 stores across the country.
Wow.
I'm on her website right now. I'm thinking about ordering several for our next team meeting next month. So that's really cool. So they've got the amazing cookie, which looks like the signature one. Also, the gluten-free option, so my wife would be happy about that one. Me too, by the way. Being my health kick. By the way, did you run this weekend?
It's the weekend, Joe.
I did not eat great. Okay. I did not eat good. On the grind today. 4:59, we'll take a break. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up, and we're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.